The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. It's Tuesday, March the 10th, with Carl and Linda Bott. 605-4567 is our phone number. Good morning, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We're here, of course, with Bad Bob. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
And you're batching it, huh? Are you batching it today? Or
just for the daylight hours.
She'll be home this evening.
Well, it was wonderful to see you over the weekend again when you guys were doing the auxiliary help me.
Coast Guard.
Yeah, I'd seen you in uniform, and you had quite a lot of people at your booth that wanted to know all about
it. What's going on there?
Well, there's a lot of curiosity, of course, about the new boating operator card, which is being phased in over the next 3 years. And basically, we're gearing up for boating season, and we want people to go out and come back and with all the body parts attached.
And don't run into other people.
Now, aren't you curious now that you said boating operating card?
Am I going to have to get one of those?
What is that?
Oregon and Washington already have this in place. And it's basically, if you're going to go out there and jump in something with a high horsepower motor and no brakes on a surface that has almost no friction, you probably should know what you're doing.
Oh, okay. So you have,
imagine
of course.
That.
So in other words, the Coast Guard could come up to you and say, "Do you have your boating operating card, like a license?"
It would be local law enforcement. The U.S. Coast Guard is responsible for all navigable waterways of the United States. They don't have the manpower to enforce that on a lot of inland areas, and they leave the law enforcement to the local officials.
I don't need no stinking badge.
The auxiliary is a civilian volunteer arm that does no law enforcement and no military activity. We serve basically as an educational means.
But out in the water, you become bossy.
No. that's very verboten. We can make suggestions, and we can tell people, say, if they've got an underage person on the boat with no life jacket on, we can say,
drinking a beer.
You probably want to hear it from us rather than the guy with the badge as he's riding in his
ticket.
My favorite one
is
the one you told when they had the houseboat out at Slaughter Island that they had everybody on one side of the houseboat and it was tipping.
One pontoon was practically out of the water. It was a frightening thing because it would have been mass casualty.
Yes.
Bob, can you get a DUI?
Absolutely, and it goes on your driver's license.
Oh,
so it's not like a separate license.
Nope.
If
you get a BUI, voting under the influence, it goes on your driving record.
Okay, now when do we start? Where do we get these classes at?
As the program becomes phased in, and it'll be over a 3-year period, safe boating classes will be offered through a number of venues. If you have one in Oregon, it counts in California, and vice versa. And it's all to a national standard. It's a half day thing. You take a little test at the end, and boom, you're done.
Too bad we can't do that with concealed carry that we have a national.
That would be nice.
National level. Wouldn't it be nice? Here's this test. You do all the stuff. You pass it. You can carry anywhere in the United States.
Yeah, and it's not picking on boaters. It's not denying people access to the water. It's trying to. I have seen a lot of people do very stupid things out there on the water.
Hey, you know, I knew somebody who was who'd just been assigned a command, and they had to turn it down because they were getting ready to deploy it, and because they after he was given the change of command, and he was given the command, he and his wife and his kids went out to the Colorado River down there on the down there between Arizona and California, and his daughter was killed by a water skier.
Yeah.
And they were getting ready to deploy in a couple months. So he did not, they had to make another change of command. Horrible tragedy. Mm. Anyway, okay. Thanks a lot there, guy. Hillary. Linda's eyes roll into the back of her head. Hillary, do we know who we're talking about? Hillary Clinton.
Do we know?
To make comments about
you don't even say a second
email.
Name now.
No, you don't need to anymore. No, it's just... about E-gate, Emailgate, and her email account. Today, she's going to make statements today. Maybe. We're not sure. They said maybe she'll do it. Maybe we're not sure. Anyway, defenders say it's a right-wing conspiracy, just like that right-wing conspiracy back in 96 when they said that Clinton was not having sex and he was not lying about that stuff with Monica. Oh. Oh, wait
or
a minute.
Various other.
He was. Okay. Anyway, so the part is this. Is Feinstein, a well-known reactionary conservative, has told Hillary to come clean on this. That's Dianne Feinstein, the senator from California. And she fired an ambassador for doing the same thing, having his own private email account. And Obama, okay, here's my favorite part about the whole thing. When did you find out about it, President Obama? This was asked to him in a direct question. He goes, well, you know, he says, I found out about it just like everybody else did in the paper. Now, you know what? There's something wrong with a president that finds out about Fast and Furious in the paper, finds out about the problems with Obamacare in the paper. Somebody has problems finding out about the IRS. I mean, all this he finds in the paper. You know what? Maybe he should get an early edition of the paper, or maybe somebody should wake him up and say, you know what, we've got a problem here. I mean, you were sending emails to Hillary. Didn't you notice it didn't have gov at the end of it? Or did you just think, oh, no, no, she can do anything she wants because she's a Clinton? You know, frankly, I find this kind of – I find it astounding that it's this woman that becomes Secretary of State, runs her own – puts it on her own private accounts, her own server. I mean, there is no such thing as then transparency. We don't know what's on there. We don't even know that she's dumped stuff. There could be, you know, it may only be one email. What if it's 1,000 emails? What if it's 5,000 emails that's been dumped?
Perhaps
I mean, we'll never know.
The server, which Bob is the expert at all of what we're talking about here, that perhaps the server has already been wiped. Crushed.
It's entirely possible. It's
hard
given the history of the Clintons and vanishing documents that magically reappear and things like that.
On the corner of a dresser.
You're right. Even if there is no wrongdoing taking place, appearance is everything.
My gosh.
And,
Hillary.
And a repeated passes just make me scratch my head.
Well, okay. So wrongdoing, in my opinion, if you are a government official – and you have a private email and you are running official business that has to do with our country, and it is not on a server that's transparent for others to see, that's a criminal act, in my opinion.
Well, it should be.
If that's in fact, and if I was
yeah, I want to see it.
Voted in by the people to hold office, or in other words, you know, the president appointed me to hold office.
Yeah.
My duty, I held my hand on a Bible. My duty is to uphold the Constitution and uphold transparency and be honest about what I'm doing with all of my dealings. My personal life, like how I decide what color of underpants I wear is my business.
They don't want that.
Well, maybe they do.
Maybe they do.
But the fact is that every action that I do that can affect the country needs to be seen by everybody in Congress, everybody.
Yeah.
Public record.
You got it.
So to me, that is a criminal act. That is wrong. There may be not even a slapping of the hand. I don't think it's going to happen. But anyway, speaking of slapping of the hand. Okay, now here's one university and institution that really took the hardcore approach of disciplinary action.
Well, they should have.
The president of the University of Oklahoma severed the school ties with the National Fraternity Monday and ordered that its on-campus house be shut down after several members took part in a racist chant caught on video. Now, we saw, cell phones. Remember, there are cameras everywhere. Whatever you do, you think you're being – no, no. You think you're kissing somebody around the corner and nobody's going to see it, forget about it. There's cameras everywhere. President David Boren said he was sickened and couldn't eat or sleep after learning about the video Sunday afternoon. The video, which was posted online, shows several people on bus participating in a chant that included a racial slur, referenced lynching. Lynching! We saw it last night.
It was a racial slur against blacks, and it said they're never going to be part of this fraternity. Yeah, and they talked about the lynching. And these are guys, white guys, from this fraternity. And as Linda points out, there's some girls from a sorority
in there.
No, I saw
the side profile of a girl dressed in blue, a blonde dressed in blue. And I was talking to Carl about it brought back when I was in seventh grade and the whole bullying thing that happened on a bus for me.
Bullying, yeah.
Bullying. And the bus driver did nothing. And it was something that really affected me on many levels, and it still does to this day. Yeah,
there were no blacks on those buses.
No, but it was, like a chant, and they picked on, and, it happened for a period of time. And so when I think about what it is to be popular, even though you know somewhere inside that it's not right, I'm not saying you, but I'm saying one. A person can. And here is this girl. This guy was in his tuxedo. They were obviously on some kind of school bus, a formal night going somewhere. And the guy standing up, you could see his face. But,
was leading the chant.
He was leading the chant. And there was a girl clapping her hands with the profile. It was in blue. So I thought, well, they haven't hit the sorority yet, but you know that's going to happen next.
Yeah. Anyway, the national level fraternity dropped this fraternity. The fraternity has been disbanded, the whole thing. Now, the interesting thing was there's 5% of the students on Oklahoma University are black. And they had the president of the black student union on
Kelly file last night.
Yeah,
he
Megan
was great.
Kelly. And this is what he said. He says, I forgive them. He says to meet hate with hate is ridiculous. He says, not one, I don't know any of them, but if I met one and they look me in the eyes, are they going to be able to tell me or say things like this? He says, I don't think so. It's learned behavior. And now we have to teach them that this is wrong. You know what? What a wonderful, wonderful outlook from somebody that was just, that could have taken the other road and said, we want them all expelled. We want them blah, 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 blah. He didn't. He says, you can't meet hate with hate. You got to meet hate with love. He says, then you're going to change it. And I tell you what a remarkable young man.
Yes.
Anyway, we got to take a break. We'll be right back after those messages. We got, after these messages, we want to talk about, besides Hillary, you got a gun in your house? Not as many people do. We'll be right back.
Direct from Broadway, Sister Act, the hilarious 5-time Tony-nominated musical smash is coming to Reading. And we're going to be there, right, Molly?
Yes, Linda, we will be there, as well as the preset VIP dinner. You can come, too, by going to ReadingCivic.com for all your tickets to the show and the meet-and-greet VIP dinner. That's March 25th, ReadingCivic.com.
How fun!
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks. Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. With Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is March the 10th. The time is 7:18 in the morning, if you're getting up right now. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. You know, as our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting that new long gun or that pistol. And they got some great buys going on there right now. They pride themselves on customer service down at Bastiani Arms. Great gunsmithing. And always have the ammunition and the guns that you're looking for. Right down at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, and give them a call at 222-8222. John Bastiani, the owner, is going to be in here next Monday. We're going to talk about guns and what's going on in the world of the Second Amendment.
All right, so 7:22 in the morning. It's currently 48 degrees, mostly sunny today with temperatures around 73. There's a chance of rain tonight with temperatures around 49. Rain likely tomorrow. We're up to the 70% chance of rain tomorrow with our temperatures around 61 and Wednesday night around 47. Thursday is going to be... Excuse me. Oh, my God.
Excuse
we're live
you.
On the
my
air. What
gosh.
Can you do about that? I know everybody's got the allergies and the pollen going around. I'm one of them, too. Thursday is going to be high of around 77. Thursday night, mostly clear, around 51. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts at 365-3793. Give them a call.
Okay. So you're in the gym. And you're going to take a shower and you're kind of, cause it's, you know, and the girls in the locker room and some guy walks in. Would that bother you?
Yes, it would.
Well, Bob, if you were in the guy side of the gym and you were in there naked, getting ready to take a shower, just had a little towel around you or something like that, and a woman walks in and is standing there and in the gym with you. Would that bother you?
I think it would. It because of the way I was raised.
Major shrinkage.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, major shrinkage. I do have to tell you that one time, you know, in fast food restaurants, often the sign, especially if you're in a hurry, I inadvertently walked into the wrong room. And I realized my mistake instantly and did a 180, and the woman was very upset. Follows me out and is berating me, and I was just like, and everybody in the restaurant's looking at me, you know. And it was a simple mistake. I was.
You should have played the blind act.
Yeah.
You should have gone, "I'm sorry, ma'am. I am legally blind. I read the sign wrong."
Oh, I could have used my face for a taillight, I'll tell you.
Anyway, okay, well, here's what's going on. In the Planet Gym, or maybe it's World Gym, in Michigan, a woman's in there in a gym and a transgender male comes in. And had a photo of the guy. There's no doubt this is a guy. And she goes, well, she's just a little bit upset. So she goes out and she complains to the management. There's a guy in there. And they said, well, he's a transgender. And the policy of our gym is that if you sincerely believe that that's the sex you are, that's you can use those facilities. Mm-hmm. And she goes, I don't like this. And she talks to a couple of other women there. Do you like this? Do you like this? And what happens? They end her membership. They toss her out. Okay. And I'm listening to a lawyer and a psychiatrist talk about this. The lawyer says, according to the Michigan law, they are absolutely right. You know, they can do this. They can have men coming in to the women's rooms. They can have women coming into the men's locker rooms. They can have boys. They can have, you know, girls. The whole thing. The psychiatrist, and I don't know who one of these guys are, turns around and he says, we have reached a point in this country where we're crazy. He says, do you actually think it's okay for your 12-year-old son to be in there and girls are coming in? And he says, our country, the people in this country have been raised kind of like, you know what, there's something wrong here. Why not make a third bathroom for transgender? Okay, you're transgender. Fine, go in there. Where does it say that a man can come in to a woman's restroom because he feels like, hey, I feel very womanish?
Well, what
I mean,
happened?
Come on, what about your rights as a woman who thinks there's something going on here?
Well, in Europe, you know, don't they just have unisex bathrooms? They have bathrooms in Europe that don't say men and women. They're unisex, boy or girl.
But they don't go in together. They don't go in together.
Okay, so there was a period of, I'm just going to give you a time, that a couple times I remember.
No, that's different. Okay, you go into a bathroom and there's stalls. Okay, all right.
So there's a guy next to you and you're whatever.
Okay, that may be. That may be, but you're in stalls. Now you're talking about locker rooms and the question is this. Why should you have to even put up with it? Oh, I feel like I'm really a female. Okay. Okay, well then you know what? Until everything is changed, you're still gonna have to use the guy's restroom. Well, I don't want them looking at me. Why? You're a guy.
Well, I've been
you've got the guy plumbing.
I've been in girls' bathrooms. When there's been men that have dressed in women's clothing that are.
So you think this is okay?
No, I'm just saying that they come into the women's room and you're looking over there and they're in that moment
drag queens.
Well, I don't know if they're drag queens or guys dressed in women's clothing, and they're going to the bathroom in the women's side. Not and if they're in a stall, but you can see them when you're washing your hands afterwards. And I've had that happen a couple times. I didn't go to the management and complain because I just figured, okay, I was trying to perhaps be open minded. I don't think the guy. I mean, this which point do we go into Lech?
Well, it's got nothing to do with being open-minded, all right? That's got nothing to do with it.
You think there's the guy's being a lech?
No, it doesn't make any difference if he is or not.
Sure,
here's
just,
the thing
just
is,
since our
you know, if you want to, if you're transgender, that's fine. If you're gay, that's fine. I don't care. You know, that's your life. You know what? I have enough on my plate. I don't need to worry about your plate, frankly. But here's a woman who felt very uncomfortable. You got a guy in there when she's getting dressed, and when she complains, she gets thrown out of the club. We've gone too far in this political correctness. We have leaned so far over that I'm wondering if there's enough, are we going to be able to kind of like at least come back halfway? I mean, come on. I mean, now, can you imagine what happens when your kids are at, okay, how about Bernie Elementary School? And a teacher walks in there, because the teacher feels like they're a female. But they're male. They have male equipment. They look like a male. And they walk into the girls' locker room. Is that going to be okay? Oh, they really feel that way, though. There's something here. There's got to be a way of handling this so people don't have these feelings. Oh, get over it. He's not really a guy. He's a girl. He looks like a guy. He's taking a shower. He looks like a guy. I mean, both of you turned your back on me on this. What, am I wrong
no,
on this?
I just,
am I wrong on
no,
this?
No, yeah, I'm just done. I'm done with it. I'm on for the next subject.
The next subject.
Well, we have guests outside. I'm looking forward to it.
I just wonder where this is all going.
I don't know. I mean,
where is this road leading
us? It's gone down the drain.
Okay, here's what. Okay, so does this mean now you've got that 18 year old that he's just a physical stud, right? Because he's got male hormones, he's got it all. I mean, he's muscular. He feels like a woman now. So he starts off at college. He goes to a woman's college, gets on the woman's volleyball team, and he's playing as a man. I don't care what you say. He may feel like a woman, but he's a man playing that game because that's the way he's set up.
Well, aren't there folks who would just want to dismantle our whole idea of what sportsmanship is about, what sports is about? We can't compete. Everybody must win.
Well, that's not even talking about that.
Well,
that's
a
completely
the same meaning.
Well, this is different in the sense that now you've got guys that can play on women's teams. I guess you could have women play on guys' teams, but that's not fair to them. Then why don't we just do away with the guys' and girls' teams? And it's just anybody. How about sexually transparent teams? So if you could have, we're not going to make this based on gender. It's just a team. Here's our hockey team. Here's our soccer team. It can't be a girls' team. It's not a boys' team. It's whoever's good enough to play on that team.
Does this mean the
gender
end of,
transparent?
Does this mean the end of lingerie football?
Damn. No, because I'm sure there's dudes out there. Hey, we do have to take a break. We'll be right back after this message with some very special veteran guests. We'll be right. KCNR 1460.
For a tax pro who not only understands taxes but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill, call Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. He specializes in tax preparation for businesses and investors. If you have a business or you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments and you want an experienced, compassionate advisor, call the Advice Center at 244-7526. This month, Tom's offering a free investment tax review and a financial bingo evening at Tortilla Flats Restaurant on February 25th at 7 p.m. Tom will be joined by estate planning attorney Deanne Parker to answer your tax and legal questions. For great food, fun, and a chance to ask how to avoid probate costs, or if you need a trust, call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. For experienced tax preparation, a free investment tax review, or to attend our financial bingo event, call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSense. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time, save gas, save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy, making your life easier.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is March the 10th. Good morning. 48 degrees out there. The time is 7:35 in the morning. Tuesday here. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by
4 Winds Jewelry. That's on Hilltop Drive, Leonard and his associates. Leonard has been in the business for over 40 years plus. He's an expert in freestones and in gold. He deals in gold, so if you want to buy it or if you want to sell it, he's the expert. And you walk in there and you can do your battery and your watch while you look for things. And he's a great conversationalist, and there's a lot of knowledge to be learned when you take your goods into 4 Winds Jewelry. And thank you for sponsoring our show.
2225 Hilltop Drive across from Sierra Gibbs. We're here now with Al Swain and A.G. Dumoulin.
A.J.
AJ. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the part I had written down here. A.J. Dumoulin. Here from the American Legion Post 214 in Palo Cedro. And you guys are got a great thing you're doing here. You've got a way of honoring our veterans for the park here. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we hope so. The idea started a couple months back, and we've been working on it for a while now. Decided that the best way to promote it would be to build a model first. So instead of just waving our arms and talking about it, we could show people what it would look
like. And, I think that always helps. Right. Here, give me money for what? Well, it's going to look kind of like this. You know.
Yeah. So we built a half-scale model, which is 3 feet in diameter and 6 feet high, and showed it around.
That's half-scale?
That's half-scale,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And got the approval of the Palo Cedro Community Park.
Is it made just like the real one?
Pardon?
Is it made just like the real one?
No. We used plastic pipe and wooden plaques, whereas the real one's going to be all steel construction.
Good idea.
Yeah. And sunk in a concrete base, so
even
it's
better.
Going to be secure and sturdy.
Well, Al, you know, I think it's wonderful. First of all, you know, the American Legion. You guys have a do so much, and then the California Boys State program, and you know, your flag display program that you do, and the amateur radio program as well. And now, among so many things, but and now to want to have this monument that you're going to have. Can you tell us a little bit about your military history?
I was in the Air Force back in the days just before Vietnam heated up real hot, and been a civilian for a lot of years now, like 50.
But you served, and we thank you for and we honor
thank you for your service. Absolutely,
we love our veterans here in the North State, and the passion the veterans never lose.
Right. Well, part of the reason for doing this is that, you know, a lot of the veterans are going on in years and can't really travel that much, can't get around as well as they used to. And we want to bring this kind of an honorarium to the smaller communities around the North State, and starting with Palo Cedro since we're
This is a three-sided monument, and on the top of it says honoring all who served. And underneath it, Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, and Coast Guard. And it's got three sides to it. And it's just going to be there in the park. And it's, like you said, you know, it's something honoring our veterans. And I, you know what? Frankly, you know, this is really a good idea. AJ.
Yes.
So when you got into this.
Good morning.
So you got into this. But the way to do this, though, you are going to need a couple grand, right?
Yes. That's probably the high estimate is to 2000.
Oh, that's the highest estimate.
I think so, yeah.
So how are we going to raise this money? How are we going to do this?
There's a few ways. One standby is the old can with the hole in the top.
Coffee can and
sit outside the supermarket.
Right.
And ask people to
You know, you two have got the greatest smiles. I tell you what. They're sitting there just laying. Hey, you're having a good time. All right. Okay, yeah, you're right. We got the 3-pound coffee can.
Yeah.
And on it, it says, help us add a veterans monument at our Palo Cedro Community Park, and it shows it. What a great idea. And it's going to be like 12 feet high.
Right.
And so everybody can see it, yes. And but they can't hang from it or anything.
Right. Right.
And it's going to honor all the services. It's simple but effective. And you're going to start collecting when?
Next week.
Next week. Okay.
You coming week.
Okay, so, and where you said you're going to be at supermarkets down in Palo Cedro, or in what other places?
Well, not sure yet, but we're going to find places.
There you go. Well, you know what? That's a good idea. You know, so here's you know that stop sign down there in Palisades?
Yeah.
Knock that homeless guy out of the way. You stand out there with your coffee can and go, here you go. No, this is going to our honorarium. You know, people are going to stick a dollar in there.
We hope
you know
so.
What? We're going to give you $5 just to get started. You know, get out of here. No, this is super. You know what? This is really a great thing. American Legion started, what, during World War One.
Yep.
And it was the very first, wasn't this the first official?
VA started.
Yeah. American Legion led to the Veterans Administration.
Well, we've asked Al about a little bit about his military history and his service. And AJ, what branch did you serve in?
Air Force.
Okay, great. Same era.
About same era. Yeah.
Same era. Well, thank you for your service
So tell me, did you ever step through one of the wings because it had that? You know, it had that. That canvas on it, or no? Oh no, you were a little bit after that, right? Okay, just wondering. You know, when you loaded muskets and fired from the back of it, you know. Whoa, okay. No, I was just kidding. Come on, you know what? You two guys are great. No, I mean, here's two guys. They're standing out there. They're watching and going, "Hey, this is pretty cool." Anybody thinks this is pretty cool? I like big smiles in your faces, and you're doing something in your community. This is your typical American Legion and your veterans. You know what? We came up with this idea to honor our veterans. It's going to cost a couple grand. We're going to be getting money from everybody. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's a great idea. And we, you know, if there's anything we can do to help.
Park Honorarium Project in 2015, the Palo Cedro Community Park Board approved the installation of a veterans honorarium donated by members of Post 214 in support of all local veterans and their families. It's beautiful too. It's a nice high three posts, poles, black poles, like you said. It looks like you're really going to be looking at Redding's 5 miles, one of these things, and San Francisco's this many miles, and Hawaii's that many miles, and, you know, the south of France is that many miles.
Hawaii to the right.
But it says, you know, it goes down to the branches, and it's nice. It's something you want to come up and look at at a closer view.
Okay, now you're going to hit all the businesses down there, too?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and an important part, really, is the top placard that says honoring all who serve.
That's right. You know what? And that is, you know, getting to a little bit more serious here. You're absolutely right. You know, it doesn't mean that you served in a war. It means those who served. Because you would have, no matter who, while you were serving, okay, there wasn't a war going on, but you would have gone if there had been, you know. So it's anybody that serves this country is, you know, deserves to be remembered. And this is not a small thing to do, to have this up there so people in the parks. Now, I think one of the first people you should see down there is Dr. Larry Farrell, who has the dentistry place down there. You go in there today and you tell him that Carl Bott sent you and that you wanted him to give some money for this.
All He's right? been a supporter, yeah.
Well, but I want to make sure that you go down today and you walk in there and say, Carl Bott sent us today to get some money for this. And that I want to know tomorrow how much he gave. So we can talk about it on the radio. Larry's listening right now, I'm sure. Okay, well, just kidding, buddy.
Thank you for giving us the opportunity to get the word out here. That's
thank you for what you're doing. I mean, this is great, guys. You know, this is something. This is one of the reasons we moved up here, or we stayed here, is guys like you in American Legion. They're just doing something out of the goodness of their heart. You know, it's going to be a couple grand, but let's do this. We can raise some money for that. And right down there, I'm serious, you know, get down there by that stop sign out there. I'm sure you will. And, you know, just like, and, you know, and just let us know how it's going on this, too.
Will do.
All right. Super. Okay, we're here with Al Swain and A.J. Dumoulin from the American Legion Post 214. Now, how do people, if they wanted to give you a call, how would they do that?
The easiest way is probably by email.
Okay.
We're at ALCA for American Legion California, post 214, ALCA, POST 214, @gmail.com.
Great.
And from there, we can talk by phone or whatever. And,
okay.
But appreciate anybody who is interested in helping out with the project, what we might do with it later after we get this first one in. And it's going to be fun.
Okay, Great.
We figure with an honorarium like this in a small town and a flagpole and some Boy Scouts, you've got a patriotic event.
There you go. You know what? You've got it. You've got it. All right. Okay. Well, great luck with this, and let us know how you're doing with it, okay, as
Thank
time
you.
Goes on. Thank you so much for what you're doing. Carl Lindebot, it is 7:45 here at 48 degrees out here on the March 10th. Jeez, March 10th already.
Gosh, it's almost St. Patty's Day.
Next week.
Ooh.
A week from today. Isn't it 17th?
Yeah. 17th.
It'll be a little bit of a green beer and some rubber dancing. Wassa. We'll be right back.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a house.
I would buy you a house.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Buy you furniture for your house.
Maybe a nice Chesterfield or an ottoman.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Saturday, March 21st at Wind River Casino. Join Sovereign Minds and Jefferson State of Mind radio programs for the third annual banquet and fundraiser. A night of fun and guns, friends, and family. Come and have dinner. Auction includes a John Deere Gator ATV, gun raffles, and many other prizes. Call 221-0101 to get your tickets. Seating is limited. 221-0101.
Don't label us left or right.
Adamson's Peak Performance is our gym of choice. There is nothing better than to feel in shape, and that can make you feel on top of the world. Adamson's Peak Performance. No gimmicks, no games, no hypes. Make workouts fun at Adamson's Peak Performance, located at 3050 C Street. Give them a call at 221-8006 for their March special. That's Adamson's Peak Performance.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate.
Brought to you by Trinity Pest Control, Giles Insurance, and Summit Funding.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Well,
that's nice.
Welcome back.
Whatever happened to Jewel? She just sort of vanished.
Well, you know what? I saw Jewel in concert.
She married a timer.
Yeah.
No, they got a divorce.
Did they?
They got a divorce.
Oh, she's like, talk about. Let me tell you, I saw her in Lilith Fair. She was by far my favorite act, and that was Chrissy Hynde. I mean, there, you know, there was a list of gals that were great. I could go on, but I just was so surprised at how just wonderful she was, but with the guitar and her, and she yodeled, and she was just, she yodeled. She's a expert yodeler. And also an expert roper.
I want you to pull up some yodeling.
She grew up on a ranch. So she's
no,
just,
pull
I just
yodel
like.
For me.
Well, you know, and then I just heard recently Elvis yodeling.
Elvis yodeled?
Yeah, Elvis yodeled in a concert that we watched. Anyway, mostly sunny today with temperatures around 73. If you're just tuning in, 750. Yes, this is Casey and our 1460.
Thank you.
And Linda Bob this morning. Chance of rain tonight with temperatures around 49. I'll tell you what, we experienced a fabulous weekend with temperatures all across the 80s. But we are happy that Wednesday is calling for 70% chance of rain. With our highs are going down again another 10 degrees, 61. This is tomorrow, lows of 47. And we kind of bumped back up on Thursday with temperatures around 77. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Each and every morning that we read the weather, Shasta Gas Propane is our sponsor for the weather.
That's right, and better known business. Now, this portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Owens Pharmacy. Locally owned, locally operated. They've got something called MedSync there they've started, which it synchronizes all of your medications so they're all due on one day. So one phone call, one trip. You can't make it, they deliver. For free. Yeah, that's right. It is for free. And not only that, you have a local pharmacist that knows who you are, got your back on your medications. They aren't somebody from a big box store that just keeps moving through and doesn't really know you or really, frankly, care. Owens Pharmacy does care. They care a lot. Six pharmacies in the Reading area, and they're opening up a couple more. Most of them are open 5 days a week from 9 to 6. Owens Pharmacy, great, locally owned. Huge success story. All right.
Headlines.
Do you have that? No, do you have that? No, I'm going to talk guns here in a second.
Okay.
But do we have that, Bob? Do you have it?
When you call up Yodel, I mean,
just play one. I want to hear it.
Oh, yeah. You flip the voice.
Stall for time because
all right. There is a poll that shows that a decline of ownership of guns from the 70s and 80s. It also probably shows a decline in marriages and a huge escalation of single mother births, too. But this one shows is that the significant decline since the late 1970s and early 1980s, when about half the Americans told researchers they had a gun in the household. Now it's about 32%. They think this has to do with the decline in hunting. And I think that's probably got something else to do with it. But here's what I think. I mean, what do I know? But here's what I think is that it also has to do with onerous gun laws that have been inflicted on the people of this free nation that says you can't have a gun in your house. You can't even live in these big cities like Chicago, Washington, D.C., New York, all of these that were just overturned by the Supreme Court. I think if you ask this question again in about another 5 years, you're going to find out that the ownership of guns has increased. The other thing, too, is that, you know, I looked at the survey and I thought, okay, maybe it's just some kind of left-wing, you know, survey out there. Yeah, this one seems to be one that is well thought of and it's fair. So I'm okay with that part. But I'm thinking about only 32% of the people, but yet the number of guns being sold is more and more. And get this. The number of men that own guns is dropping because women are buying like crazy. Now, what they're saying is, yeah, we're selling a lot more guns, but they're kind of being concentrated in areas.
I think a lot of people.
I
think there's a lot of people, Carl, that have their guns under the floorboard
and, not gonna say
and they don't talk about it. They don't want the government to know that they have them. They don't want to register them. And you can't tell me you don't have grandpa's gun or shotgun or gun somewhere stuck, tucked away. I just don't believe it.
I think you're right. I think probably another good 10% of the people now that aren't, or maybe even more, they're not saying that they have a gun because of what the government is.
They don't want
and their fear that the government's going to come
and take
them.
They're going to come and tap on the door and say, come and get it.
Point.
No, there's a lot of people, you can't get away. When you have a kid, you got to basically pretty much register them, you know, in life because people are going to see them walking around. But with guns... They can hide under the bed forever.
Each child has to have a birth that needs a social security number. Unlike illegals who don't, and but now they're going to get them, and now they're going to get paid money from our taxes that they've never paid into. Mm-hmm. But that's just a separate thing. But this one on guns, you know what? If you took that, that poll around here in Northern California, you'd have a completely different poll. So I have not seen how they did it. So I'm going to probably look it up and see, you know, how many people did they poll? And I think these are questionnaires that they hand out to lots of people.
Now, is this just handguns?
No, it's just guns.
Okay, now you can't tell me. You cannot tell me. Okay, now let's say you're going into, you know, more of a city that perhaps you're third generation, and you know your relatives came over on the boat. You know, like my grandmother. I don't think my grandmother's people would have had guns. But my grandfather's people had guns. They were from Missouri and Iowa, and my grandfather that they ate from shooting squirrels and rabbits.
Well, that's what they're saying.
Okay,
there's been a decline in hunting, but I think you're also seeing. Okay, you know this whole thing is tied into to the government and schools and all these things. A decline in ownership because hunting. Maybe some of the hunting areas. You know, it's just a lot harder to hunt in them. They've put restrictions on it. Maybe that's part of it. But I think the real reason is one, you've hit it on the head, Linda, is that some people are saying, I'm not going to tell the government. I don't care where this questionnaire says.
Right.
It's going to go someplace, and I may end up losing my gun. I'm not going to talk about it. And the other part is that the government has so many regulations in these large cities that make it impossible to own a gun that were just overturned by the Supreme Court that says you have a right to own a gun. That you're going to see the gun ownership, I think, explode in the next 5 years. I don't think, you know, if you buy a gun and it's a well-made gun, whether it's a long rifle or a pistol, you're not going to lose money on a gun. Guns do not lose their value. I mean, go down to the gun show this weekend, 2 days of thousands of people walking through there. You know, our friend Vince Stevenson has an ammunition supply and guns, sold out. Big ammunition companies down there sold out. They had people 30 deep. They brought tens of thousands of rounds, sold out. So, you know, you could say, well, this is ready. This is North State.
No.
But you're seeing this all over the country.
You can't, again, I'm just going to say this. You can't tell me that you aren't going to go into 1 out of 10, maybe 3 out of 10 households that doesn't have grandpa's gun
rifle. I just think that there's
stuck somewhere in the house.
It could be. And but see, the part is that where your grandfather, they were eating squirrels and rabbits to help feed them, you know, during the Depression and all that. They don't do that anymore because there's not as many farmers and there's not as much land out there. So I can see that, you know, but where did that gun go to? So did somebody sell it?
Right, that's what I'm saying, is that it gets passed down through the family.
Yeah.
And it's not, do you think these people, all these people return them to a gun store? No, they keep them.
I tell you who's going to make out is my grandson. Because between his father and I, we have one or two. And so, you know, and he's out hunting right now.
And there's a lot of people with the gun restriction laws are just going to say, hey, I've got this World War II, whatever it is, and I'm not going to tell the government that I have it. I personally know people like that. So don't come running on me. But I mean, you know, so I don't think that they're going to fill out a piece of paper saying that they,
have one. Okay.
Yeah.
Verizon Tower at the golf course at Riverview, 80 feet tall, disguised as a pine tree. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen a Verizon Tower disguised as a pine tree?
Yes, there's several.
Down in the bottom, there's one. They don't look like pine trees. They look like towers disguised as pine trees.
On the way up to up in Salmos, you see one on the left.
Yeah.
Out there by Palisadro.
Yes,
but in Trim Creek Bottom, there's one. It looks like a big windmill.
Now I can see a windmill, maybe something like that. But they're getting ready to meet. The Planning Commission is meeting today at 4 o'clock to talk about putting an 80-foot Verizon Tower disguised as a pine tree right there at Riverview. That should be interesting to see what the
That's kind of a cell hole right there around the Riverview.
You know what? There's lots of cell holes in Redding. I can't figure out why that is. Anyway, hey, we're going to take a break here. We're going to go break for the news.
Hey, before we do, thoughts and prayers go out to all of those athletes in France, the two pilots that were Argentinian. We're so sorry about the deaths.
The Olympic athletes that were killed in those helicopter crashes, yeah. When we come back, Assemblyman James Gallagher, we hope, is going to be calling us, talking about the battle for lead bullets. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The White House is accusing Senate Republicans of interfering with President Obama's ability to conduct foreign policy. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Presidential spokesman Josh Earnest says a letter from 47 Republican senators to Iranian leaders is part of an ongoing partisan strategy to undermine the president. And he claims the GOP is pushing for a military conflict with Iran.
The rush to war, or at least the rush to the military option that many Republicans are advocating, is not at all in the best interest of the United States.
In the open letter, Republicans warned that without congressional approval, any nuclear deal would be merely an agreement between President Obama and Iran's supreme leader. Greg Clugston, SRN News, the White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, Britain's foreign minister says people who act as apologists for terrorists are partly to blame for their actions. Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond says people shouldn't do that because it only encourages more attacks.
We are absolutely clear. The responsibility for acts of terror rests with those who commit them. But a huge burden of responsibility also lies with those who act as apologists for them.
And Philip Hammond was countering allegations by Muslim advocates who said that heavy-handed attention from British spies is what helped turn Londoner Mohammed Emwazi into the Islamic State militant now commonly known as Jihadi John, seen in beheading videos. The president of the University of Oklahoma says an investigation is underway to determine if some of the students whose racist chants were caught on the video should be expelled. Already, the university has shut down OU's chapter of Sigma Alpha Epsilon fraternity. The nation's largest pharmacy benefits manager says prescription drug spending rose 13% last year. They say that was the largest annual increase since 2003. This is SRN News.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
What does it mean to believe?
From the creators of God's Not Dead, 12 unique lives, 12 different stories, one path will bring them all together. This spring, the world will be asking,
do you believe in Jesus?
Do you believe? Academy Award winner Mira Sorvino, Sean Astin, Alexa Penavega, Ted McGinley, and Andrea Logan White. Do you believe? Rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters March 20th. Find a theater at doyoubelieve.com.
U.S. wholesale businesses increased their stockpiles by a modest amount in January as sales plunged by the largest amount in 6 years. More from SRN's Jeremy House.
The Commerce Department says stockpiles held by wholesale businesses went up 0.3% in January following a flat reading in December and a 0.8% increase in November. Sales fell 3.1% in January after a 0.9% decrease the month before. The January decline was the largest setback since sales dropped 3.6% in March 2009. January marked the fourth consecutive month the sales have fallen.
That is SRN's Jeremy House reporting. A six-year-old lawsuit linked to the collapse years ago of a company that sold prepaid funerals has ended with a $491 million damage award by a federal jury in St. Louis. Federal investigators had described the business as nothing more than an elaborate Ponzi scheme. Prosecutors say the money should have been placed in a trust. This is SRN News. Well, they are off, finally, for the most famous sled dog race in the country yesterday in Anchorage, Alaska. Iditarod mushers began their 1,000-mile trek across Alaska along a new route this year because of a lack of snowfall, at least not very much of it in the Anchorage area, about 200 miles to the south where it normally begins in the small town of Willa. The 2015 Iditarod features 78 mushers in all, including 20 rookies and 6 former champions, and they've got 1,000 miles to go as of their takeoff yesterday in Fairbanks. It's been just over a week since the launching of a major offensive, and Iraqi forces are now closing in on Tikrit in Iraq. Explosions and cheering today as Peshmerga fighters fired their machine guns toward a vehicle on the outskirts of Kirkuk, which they believe was laden with explosives as they try to wrest that area back from ISIS control as well. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Hey, welcome to KCNR.
Which hour are we on?
KCNR 1460 here with Carl and the Bot. It is. The time is 8:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Linda.
Well, good morning. Welcome to our morning show here on our second hour. Currently 48 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have a – where's my weather? Okay. we're going to have a mostly sunny day with temperatures around 73. Chance of rain tonight with temperatures around 49. Rain likely tomorrow, 70% chance of rain with temperatures around 61. And Wednesday night, temperatures around 47. Sunny on Thursday. And that's our forecast for the next few days here with our weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Now, you asked me this morning if I wanted to do this, and of course, I do. Riverfront Playhouse is presenting the Grapes of Wrath weekends March 14th to April 11th. Of course, this is the play that has been brought to you from the novel of John Steinbeck. Of course, New York Post: The Grapes of Wrath is a lesson in history, stagecraft, and truth that we cannot afford to not learn. And we have two tickets right now for the first caller, 605-4567. That's for Wednesday, March 18th. Our tickets, that's media night, Wednesday, March 18th. Give us a call. It's a 7:30 p.m. performance, Grapes of Wrath. Give us a call.
These are $100 tickets. Okay, maybe they're not. Hey, our guest today is Assemblyman James Gallagher. Good morning, Assemblyman.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I am doing great.
The reason
getting rolling down here.
Oh, great! You know, our Assemblyman, of course, is Brian Daly, and the reason we're having Assemblyman Gallagher on today is I received something in email a week or so ago, and it kind of touched. It was near and dear to our hearts up here in Northern California. But first, Assemblyman Gallagher, which districts do you represent?
So I represent the 3rd District, which is really the Northern Sacramento Valley. I have the counties of Butte, Yuba, Sutter, Colusa, Glen, and Tehama County.
Okay, well, they're just like us up here. So
exactly, man. We're all fighting for the North State up here, and Assemblyman Daly and myself are definitely advocates for our area.
Well, I tell you what, thank you very much for calling in today. And the reason that I asked the Assemblyman to be on today, or we asked the Assemblyman to be on today, is that you've introduced a bill to turn back this ban on lead bullets.
That's right. AB 395.
Why have you initiated this bill?
Well, you know, as a hunter, when I first heard about this lead ammo ban, a couple years back, I was, frustrated like a lot of I think like a lot of hunters and gun enthusiasts, just, you know, here's one more restriction on our Second Amendment rights, one more restriction on our ability to hunt. But the more that I looked into this bill and what actually happened and the justification that was put out there for it, the more frustrated I got and said, hey, I wanted to take this bill on.
Well, it seems like, you know, I know that they've already outlawed the lead bullets in places where there's condors, even though that I think that the science, some people have said the science is specious, that said that condors were dying because they were ingesting lead. I mean, wasn't that the beginning of why they wanted to do away with lead bullets?
Yeah, and back in 2007, they initiated a ban in the condor ranges, in the condor area of California. And so that had been in effect since 2007. And then here in 2013, they did a statewide ban. And that ban is phased in over time. But by 2019, it will be, you know, completely illegal to use lead bullets to take any game, in California. And this is really the crux of my bill is we've had this, lead ammunition ban in the condor ranges since 2007. Well, just this last year, U.S. Fish and Wildlife came out with a study that showed that lead levels in condors have actually stayed the same since 2007, and in some cases have increased. So that is very good evidence that the lead levels in condors has nothing at all to do with lead ammo, and that actually the source is from some other point. And yet, we've enacted this overarching policy and ban in California to ban lead ammo under the auspices of asserting condors. The evidence just doesn't show that.
That's an interesting point, that since, you know, if after 8 years that the condors still have the same level of lead in them. Is it in the water? Or, I mean, I'm not even sure. Yeah, do condors just kind of sit down there and sip water, or they get it out of their food? I'm not sure. Anyway.
Well, one thing that they've speculated on, I think we look more into, is that actually, you know, Forest Service has towers throughout the forest and in the condor ranges, and many of those towers have lead paint on them, and there's been, and this is where, you know, condors perch, and that could be a source of the lead contamination, but they haven't really looked at all the sources. They just want to focus in on lead ammo. And as I said, it appears that that is not the source of these lead levels in condors.
Oh, okay. Now, I know Governor Brown actually said he was kind of unsure about this ban on lead bullets, but he still signed it. And wasn't part of this is if there could be a substitute for lead bullets for hunters, if they could find one?
Well, that's one of the other things that they said during the debate on this bill is that, oh, there's other alternatives available. I think that's really, uncertain. I mean, for one, those alternatives are higher cost. Much higher cost, as you know. And, the other part is, a lot of those alternatives are uncertain because we don't know if they can meet the demand, if those alternatives can meet the demand that there is for hunters. We also have issues with, whether or not that metal-based ammo is going to continue to be legal itself, because there's questions about whether or not it could be determined to be armor-piercing by the federal government. And as we've already seen, that's already starting to happen with the .223 ammunition.
That's correct. You know, that's a big part people don't realize is that when you change the bullet makeup, when bullet, of course, is the projectile that leaves your firearm, is that if it's made out of tungsten or something else, it can punch through things a lot easier. And that's what the Simmelman's talking about, is that then now they become armor, quote, armor piercing, and then can be banned that way. We're going to take a quick break. Our guest is Assemblyman James Gallagher, and he represents our counties down in Sutter and those areas down there, and they're all hunters. So can you spend about another 15 minutes with us, Assemblyman?
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR, 1460.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We're back. We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media soundbites this Sunday in our brand new time slot, noon to 2 p.m.
We're back on the radio thanks to our many loyal listeners and new sponsors. Even our website has a new look. Check it out, wethepeopleradio.us.
We heard from all of you here locally in the KCNR listening area and the folks who listen online at wethepeopleradio.us. Span the globe. London, Israel, South Korea, lots of folks around the United States. They've sent us many programs we can't wait to do.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not so famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
We the People, now on Sundays from noon to 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSync. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time, save gas, save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS, and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy, making your life easier.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco & Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco & Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. Veterans discounts, e-cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco & Brew, coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Now that's yodeling.
Yeah, there's Roy Rogers. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460.
It's an art. You have to flip your voice. We can do it.
I can.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all makes and models. You know what? All of our sponsors, We use all of our sponsors. We respect them. They are locally owned and operated, and you know, they're the go-to guys.
Veteran-owned business. Many of them are veteran-owned businesses like Alliance Heating and Air.
Alliance Heating and Air. Great guys. So give them a call at 221-2642. And Linda, congratulations. You won the tickets. I'll have them at the front desk for you to go to the March 18th performance of Grapes of Wrath at Riverfront Playhouse.
The time is 8:19 in the morning here on March the 10th. It's 48 degrees out there. We're looking at rain coming in tomorrow. You know, the yodeling, in case people were just checking in, we were talking about it in the last hour.
It's not a random event.
And it's not a random event. We were talking about it. So we'll just find some yodeling here. It wasn't, you know, because how many other places are you going to hear yodeling at least once? Hey, we're honored to have here Assemblyman James Gallagher here from, of course, you know, Sacramento. Be representing the Sutter and all the areas down there in the valley. Works real close with Assemblyman Brian Daly. And Assemblyman Gallagher has introduced a bill. Have you introduced it yet, Assemblyman?
Yes, it's introduced, and you know, should be coming up for a committee hearing in the next month or so.
Okay. Now, what's the chance of it getting out of committee, you think? Really?
Well, I think committee will probably be the biggest obstacle, because, you know, as a committee, it's a smaller group of people, you know, and depending on which committee it gets assigned to, you know, it could be a heavy lift to get it out of committee. However, you know, the bill in the assembly only passed by 4 votes. Passed by 4 votes.
That
time, Republicans have picked up 3 seats in the assembly. And there's a whole lot of new people in the assembly that weren't there last time around. And so I'm optimistic that I think we can make the case that this ban was passed under false information. And I'm hoping to educate my colleagues on this issue and hopefully get the ban reversed.
Well, you know what, that's true. And from what I understand in talking to some other people is when they lost the supermajority, the Democrats, and they haven't introduced any gun laws, and that some people seem to think that that's one of the reasons they lost that supermajority was their very liberal stance of wanting to take your guns away. You may be right. You may be onto something here saying, hey, look, we're just talking about hunting here, guys. And you know, the thing is down from where you're at, do y'all have these Belgian ground squirrels or not?
I don't think a whole lot of them down in this area, but I understand there's some really good squirrel hunting up there.
Yeah, we call them squeaks, and in fact, and that's why I was wondering, would these, even though they're considered they're pests and they destroy alfalfa crops and they're bubonic plague carriers. Would they fall under that too? Because it's not like they're a game animal, but I guess they would, huh?
I believe so. I mean, it's pretty broad language. You know, it says you can't use lead to take any game or wildlife. Huh. So I would assume that would be included.
That's too bad. That's really too bad.
You know,
I just find it amazing. Do you think this is just, you know, is this just another broader way to take away your guns?
Well, the primary sponsor behind this legislation, 2 years ago, the ban, was the Humane Society. And, you know, we know, and anybody who looks up the Humane Society knows that one of their primary goals is to end hunting. You know, they think that all hunting is inhumane. And so this was really about their radical agenda to undermine hunting in any way they can. And the facts don't matter with them. You know, what matters is that, you know, the ends justify the means. And that's one of the things I'm hoping to expose, is that, you know, the radical agenda of one group, shouldn't be allowed to cherry pick science, to hide and distort the facts in order to make policy. And, you know, we plan on exposing it. We plan on bringing out this study, on the lead levels in condors, which, by the way, that study was not released until after the ban was passed in the legislature.
Even though it was probably available, though, huh?
There's some discussion out there, and I'm hoping to bring out some more of the facts, that indeed that study may have been delayed, the release of that study may have been delayed just for that fact, because that vote was ongoing in the California legislature, and they didn't want to undermine Humane Society's efforts, to get this lead bullet ban passed.
Assemblyman, do you have any Democrats that are like maybe co-signing onto this thing, helping you bring it in?
I don't have any co-authors yet, but I am talking to Democratic colleagues across the aisle. My perception is that there are some new Democrats who've come in this year who I think are very reasonable. They're very common sense. Many of them hunt themselves. I'm hoping to be able to get, some allies across the aisle to help. And, of course, we're going to need to have allies across the aisle to help reverse the ban.
Well, our definition of a liberal Democrat up here in Northern California is a guy that just owns four guns. Assemblyman, I know I brought you on to talk about the gun bans and all the lead bans, but can I ask you about the state of Jefferson? That's been going on. I mean, there's been, there's like seven counties that have signed up for that, signed on with the state of Jefferson. And you're representing that valley down there. Have you been hearing anything down there?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's Yuba and Sutter counties.
Yeah.
Both passed the Jefferson Declaration.
Uh-huh.
I was on the Sutter County Board of Supervisors before I got elected to the Assembly. And while I was on the board, we passed the Jefferson Declaration down in Sutter County.
Oh.
Glenn County, also, that I represent, passed the Jefferson Declaration. And Tehama County, passed it by a vote of the people.
Right.
And, what it gets at is that people are frustrated with California government. They're frustrated by a government that doesn't really take us into account, doesn't take into account, our values, our way of life up here. And there seems to be a very growing swell of support, for the Jefferson Declaration, which has been passed by several counties now in the North State.
It's been an interesting thing. I know that, the fact that our lack of representation up here is getting to be a real problem with things that are being passed. And, I mean, you don't blame people that are representing, a district in L.A. have no concept of who we are and what we are. And their elected officials are representing L.A. and not up here. But we don't even, if everybody throws throws them together, we might have four votes, in the Assembly and in the Senate. I think there's like you said, a growing passion to be able to have at least something to say about your future.
Yeah, well, it's one of the challenges that Timmy Dolly and myself face. Is that we have to educate our colleagues, and that's something that I think we're really trying to work on. I plan on using this lead ammunition bill to really explain what it is that we do up here, as hunters, and really that if it weren't for hunters. We wouldn't have a lot of the habitat that we have for birds and other wildlife. And come up to our district and see all the abundance of wildlife that we have in the North State. We've been the greatest stewards, for wildlife throughout the state. I hope to educate people on that. And without hunters, you'd have billions of dollars that wouldn't be going into conservation.
Because they're not going to get it out of the non-hunters, and I know that Brian has been bringing, he's trying to bring up representatives from other areas in the state. So, and it sounds like you are too, to at least just to see it, just to say, hey, here's who we are. This is what we do. So, anyway,
and the other problem is probably is structural, and it's one thing that that people have talked about is we don't have a federal model here in California that was ruled unconstitutional. So we have two houses that are based on population, and there's no house that's based on equal representation. In the Senate, we used to have about one senator per county. Now there's senators who represent 13 counties. And, L.A. has somewhere over, I think it's like 22 representatives. So in the county alone, right?
Right.
So that's a, you know, it's, it makes for misunderstanding of and lack of representation for rural California, and especially for the North State.
Yeah. Our guest is Assemblyman James Gallagher, who's the down in the Sutter County and came down in the down in those areas down there, adjacent to us.
Down in the valley.
Down in the valley, but has a lot of the same value. Maybe probably sounds like all the same values we have up here in Northern California, and is also fighting to get, you know, to have representation up here, as Brian Daly is. Hey, thanks for spending some time with us today, Assemblyman. We appreciate that.
No problem. Hey, we'll keep you posted on this bill. And you know, if your listeners would like to come down and help support, we'd love to have that. We'll let you know when it's coming up for hearing.
Well, that'd be great. And, you know, so because, you know, I don't know if it, you know, it, I know it always makes a difference if somebody comes down and shows up and just says, hey, you know, this is how the impact it's having on us and all this. So, hey, thank Absolutely. You very much for spending this half hour with us.
No problem.
All right. Okay. We're going to take a break here, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, and our friends down there, Joe and Shelley, who support the veterans' causes, have Espresso Joes with some of the best coffee and tea and drinks in town, of course, and brew and wine and coffee makers. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in the Northern California area with a walk-in humidor that is just loaded with Cigar Aficionado. Number one cigars. In fact, we're going to have the cigar aficionado. Okay, what? Okay, say
aficionado.
It. Aficionado. That's what I said. Aficionado.
Like Coronado. Think Coronado.
Aficionado.
Yeah.
Right. But it's there. And
I'm
better...
not trying to correct you.
Yes, of course you are. But that's okay. It's like me saying, what was that one word I was saying? And Gary, our English professor, calls me and he goes, man, you are so wrong on this. I went, I
yeah,
am.
I'd appreciate that. Really.
I do appreciate that.
I do recall pulling up the Merriam-Webster pronouncer, which is kind of handy on the internet.
Yeah.
In the very nice
what was
lady,
the word I was,
aficionado.
Yeah, I know aficionado for that, but there's another word I was just butchering out there. Anyway, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Do a lot for our community down there, Joe and Shelley. We'll be right back after these messages. The time is 8:31 on Tuesday, March the 10th. Carl Lindebot, KCNR, 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
To honor our local World War II veterans, join Classic Cafe's Kathy and Millie on March 21st at 5 p.m. for their scrumptious spaghetti dinner. It's a fundraiser for Shasta County's Community Honor Flight. It will be held at the Veterans Memorial Hall in Reading. The cost is $15. There's going to be lots of prizes, drawings, great food. Tickets can be bought at the Classic Cafe, 2427 Athens Avenue, or you can call 357-3380.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, March the 10th. The time is 8:34 in the morning. 48 degrees out there today. It looks like it's going to start raining tomorrow. So later on today, it's going to be getting cloudier and cloudier. It's going to be great if we can get rain. And the temperature, of course, is dropping. And we're having 81 degrees. It's going to be in the 70s and maybe 60s tomorrow. So this is super. Now, for those of you in our chat room and have not seen me in the chat room, it's because my computer is being totally cleaned and updated by Bad Bob as we're watching. He's doing this because my Windows updates were fighting with my HP updates and not allowing the computer to turn on right away. It would go through the cycle for like 15 minutes before it would finally turn on. It was very, very irritating to me.
So my call name I've got into the chat room is Hen House. Don't even ask me how I came up with that. Hey, we were talking about security. We went over bullets. We went over guns. This portion of the show is brought to you by,
Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Go back in time. Get a great haircut for a great price. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from Subway.
You happy now?
I am happy.
Okay, good. Hundreds of ID badges that led airport workers roam the nation's busiest hub have been stolen or lost in the last 2 years on NBC News investigation has found. While experts say the missing tags are a source of concern because they could fall into the wrong hands, officials at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport insist they don't pose a significant security threat.
Of course. What are they going to say? Oh, no. No. I mean, people have this. They can just walk in.
The wayward badges came to light when NBC DFW asked airports across the country to reveal how many of them were unaccounted for. Only one Atlanta provided numbers before the Transportation Security Administration blocked the release of more data. But at that single airport where almost 60,000 people work, some 1,400 badges that allow employees to access secure areas like runways and boarding gates have gone missing over 2 years.
1,400. Now, let's just talk about this for a second. Is there a way that once they're lost – now, okay, so Michael Smith, whoever, I'm just making this name up, he has a badge. He's lost the badge. They give him another badge. What if he hasn't lost his badge? What if he's given it to somebody? Now, you have two Michael Smiths walking around there. Now, what if it's but can you do something like, okay, this is a badge with this number on it, and you've got to use this card. Is this kind of a card you have to, like, you know, you have to swipe through something? Then you have to kill that card's code, just like a hotel?
Right. It says as soon as it's reported lost or stolen,
right,
it's deactivated.
Okay. Well,
but what if it has not been lost or stolen?
What if it's?
What if somebody
sold it?
Well, excuse me. Exactly.
Well,
there you
see, here's the thing, though, is this. To me, if they deactivate it, so you can't swipe it through and all this kind of stuff. That's not a good way of of doing it anyway. You can get past that. Any hacker can get past that. So, but still, the idea being is that, okay, as they lose it or as they quit, you know, we have deactivated their badges. They can't get into these areas. But if they have the badge with their name on it, you know, like this, and they're just walking through,
mm-hmm.
and they don't have to swipe, but they get them into certain areas, mm-hmm. or they walk in behind somebody.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
That's exactly what this article is.
It is a security problem.
Talking about the fact that one guy had lost his car, but he didn't report it for 3 days because he was hoping somebody would turn it in.
Well, they probably get in trouble if they lose it.
But and experts say that even without a PIN, a purloined ID card could be a problem because it might give an intruder a better chance of sneaking in an open perimeter gate or blending in on the tarmac. Does this sound like something that would be
yeah, just our luck.
In our I Spy stuff that we love? Anyway, one of the many articles that we're pulling up this morning that I find of interest. Also, there's a large amount of ice chunks that are broken up icebergs in Cape Cod that have appeared now in Cape Cod on the shores. That's an interesting story.
That's, okay. I saw something in the record search. I like the record search. In fact, Carol Ferguson, who is their managing editor, is going to come on the show Friday. I was looking online, and Silas Lines has, or there's an article about, online you have to, you have articles next to each other, like kind of like a paper. And one article says, the crime in Reading has gone down. And Silas Lines had written something, in another piece that said, hey, let's get, it's not as bad as you think and all that. So here's this one article on the Record Searchlight. And it says, oh, no, crime's gone down in Reading. And the story right next to it was, sheriff arrest criminal who is with a sawed-off shotgun. Oh, come on. I mean, both articles were interesting. But can you imagine? Oh, the crime's going down and the sheriff's arresting a felon with a shotgun he was making into us. He was sawing it off to make a sawed-off shotgun when they got him, caught him in the act. I just kind of think the two stories together were kind of funny. I left a little message from Silas. I don't know if he called me back or not.
I have another.
Oh, you have another?
No, I just love that. I love going. This is off of the Drudge Report today, and I kind of cruise around and find interesting things. This is probably the most unusual to date proposal speech or proposal, and this happened in San Diego. It's about a San Diego man. He proposed to his girlfriend in a less than traditional fashion. At around 3:30 p.m., Kevin Diller, 27, proposed to his girlfriend of 7 years, Courtney. Standing on the cliffs, Diller handed his now fiance's first person's view goggles to see what his GoPro camera attached to a drone. It was filming 100 feet above the beach. When she put on the goggles, the drone was hovering over "Court, will you marry me?" written in the sand. So he proposed by drone, and she said, of course, yes. So I think that was very future tech and very now, it seems, especially with now that we know that we're going to have Apple on a wrist.
In fact, let's talk about that. Bob, have you talked about that yet on your show?
We're going to be talking about the Apple Watch. There was a lot of anticipation, and I have not yet had time to really go through the stories yet from the big announcement on Monday, but the whole idea behind the Apple Watch is that when you get a notification, when your phone chirps, you take it out, especially a woman who has it in a purse or in her back pocket. You got to take it out and look at it and, okay, is this mm-hmm. something I need to pay attention mm-hmm. to? A lot of people have given up wearing wristwatches because the phone takes the place, but it would be a lot easier, especially if you're driving or doing something. You glance at your wrist and say, okay, this is something I need to worry about right now, or this is something that can wait. And people are fairly used to seeing a watch on your wrist. It got hard to see people walking down the street talking to themselves, and you couldn't tell if they were crazy or if they had a Bluetooth headset. But after a while, we kind of figured out, okay, this is the new normal. And I think that wearables have been a tough sell, but I think that Apple, if anybody's going to be able to pull it off, Apple will be able to.
Well, they're saying that
you can do all types of things.
The introductory price for a watch, which is the sport watch, is $350. Mm-hmm. It's the cheapest new category Apple has ever introduced. The original iPod in 2001 was $399. But there's two, three versions. There's actually one that goes up that's in the thousands, but the next one I think up with the steel band is in the $1,000 range.
Yeah, and it's a niche product, and I don't know if it's going to be mainstream. But then again, the idea of the BlackBerry or a computer in your pocket was a niche market for many, many years. And people said, you'll never, you know, this is a crazy idea. The idea of a tablet computer fitting in your hand was a crazy idea. But this is, you know, Dick Tracy had this in the 1930s.
In the 1930s, they talked, yeah, you know, and, you know, what he would look into his little
wrist
watch.
TV, yeah.
And his wrist TV and all this stuff. You know, what's coming next? You know what? Here's my idea. Okay, I was going to take a motorcycle because I was working with a lot of stuff. You know, and the, you know, they put the and they have the windshield on the motorcycle. I was going to put a heads-up display on the windshield of the motorcycle, so you could be driving down the road. You could have a GPS on it. Mm-hmm. You could have a place that shows you where. It's almost like a, it would almost be like a you know, a map, Yahoo map type thing. And you could have, you know, I mean, that, where you could be looking at it, see where you are, see where you're going, and it'd be like a heads-up display.
Yep,
because you can do that in with glasses and have a heads-up display. Why not put it on the windshield of a motorcycle? It might be maybe down here on the right-hand side. So as you're looking, you can just kind of casually look down there, and you can see your speed. You can see how much gas you got left. You can see all that stuff.
Fighter
all fit
planes
through
been
there.
Doing it for years.
Yeah, so why not put it on the windshield?
Is environmental, the lighting control and things like that. But yeah, Tim Cook says among the things that the watch will replace is everybody's got that stupid key fob in their pocket that the battery goes dead on and leaves you out in the middle of the parking lot unable to get into your car. Or you lose the stupid thing, the big plastic key fob that turns off your car alarm.
People lose those things?
Yeah, but if you've got...
Or watch them. Go
with
ahead.
These near-field communication devices, the just as the smartphone has taken over a lot of functions of your wallet and notepad and voice recorder and things like that, consolidating and music player, the watch is basically a fob for the phone, and you can use that to unlock your car and gain and unlock your house. Can it be hacked? Yeah. Can it be misused? Yeah.
It can give you. It'll give you heart rate. It'll give you all these things like how much food you're eating, the calories, and all this kind of stuff. All on this. And some of the bands can raise the price of the Apple Watch up to $17,000. $17,000.
Oh, the gold edition. Yeah,
yeah, the gold edition. $17,000 for this. But I mean, and let's take a break. But I mean, what the heck can that do for you? I mean, find you dates. Well, it could be worth $17,000 right there.
We're gonna take a break. Right when we come back, Biden goes ballistic on Senate Republicans. We're going to talk about that when
because,
we get back.
That's right. And why did he do it? And why did the Republicans do what they did? We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. The time is 8:46 in the morning. 48 degrees out there, my friends.
Pizza Shack. Even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes, original Shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
At Dignity Health, we know that navigating healthcare can be confusing, especially during open enrollment. We are here with information to help you understand the Affordable Care Act and guide you through Covered California so you can find a health plan that's right for you. Whether it's an informational event in your neighborhood or helping connect you to our top-rated doctors and hospitals, we can help. Visit dignityhealth.org/enroll or call 1-855-233-0688. Dignity Health. Hello, humankindness.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. The time is 8:50 in the morning on Tuesday, March 10th. 48 degrees out there. It's going to be a little bit cooler today. We're getting ready for rain, hopefully tomorrow. This portion of the show brought to you Northern Firearms Instruction with Ted Leidy and his team. Provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. And for a limited time, NFI will provide free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic CCW course. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822. Northern Firearms Instruction. Okay.
Okay, in Washington. Headlines. Vice President Joe Biden is furious. Why?
He got locked in the bathroom.
He also serves as president of the Senate. Senate Monday night blasted Senate Republicans in a long, angry statement for their letter to Iran's leaders, which he described as beneath the dignity of an institution I revere. 47 Republicans on Sunday wrote...
Wait a minute. Below... What was that again? You said it's below the what?
Beneath.
Joe Biden's talking about
the dignity of an institution I remember.
Dignity of the United States Senate.
Okay, 47 Republicans on Sunday wrote directly to Tehran to suggest that any nuclear deal with the Obama administration would not be constitutionally binding because a future president of Congress could take steps to revoke it.
That's right.
Biden called the move an unprecedented affront designed to undercut a sitting president. Now, here's my question. Okay. My question it would be, Carl, you are a commander. Okay. The people that you command underneath you go above you to the general. What would happen within the military?
Well, I think that's a little bit different, though. I mean, that's jumping the chain of command. And yes, you know, the person gets hammered. Now, on the other hand, if they've been trying to deal with a problem, you can do things like you request mass, and you can go then to the next. You can go to the convening authority, which could be the commanding general, and talk to him about, hey, this is wrong. What's happening? So what's happened is President Obama is making deals with Iran that nobody knows what's in the deals. He won't tell the Senate. He won't tell the House of Representatives. These are just deals he's making that could lead to the fact of having Iran have a nuke in the space of 10 years or less. And their question and what the senators are saying, 47 of them said is, hey, wait a minute. If you just sign a treaty with this president, the next president coming in can just say, unless the treaty is ratified in the Senate. And Biden is saying, well, you can't do that. It undermines the president. No, it doesn't. What the President Obama should have done is brought in the leadership of the House and the Senate, Republicans and Democrats, and said, this is what I'm trying to do. This is what I'm trying to do. This is what we're trying to accomplish. And because he hasn't, and it's just kind of some kind of secret, the Republicans are saying, fine, you don't want to lead us in on it, let us in on it, fine. Hey, Iran, it's not worth the paper it's printed on, because the next president can just dunk it, and it, or it has to come through us.
Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif dismissed the letter as a propaganda ploy on Monday. He says, I wish to enlighten the authors that if the next administration revokes any agreement with the stroke of a pen, it will have simply committed a blatant violation of international law, he said in a statement.
No, because it's not a treaty. It's not a treaty until it's been approved by the Senate. The Senate has to approve this, any treaties. It's, you know, it's that's the rules, is that you can write anything you want. But until it's ratified by the Senate, it's not worth the paper it's printed on. They are exactly right. And Obama, with his pen and his phone, is writing all these things, and now these chickens are coming home to roost. They're in front of the Supreme Court. They're in front of judges that are saying, nope, that's not what it means. And they're striking it down. Striking down parts of his Obamacare, striking down his immigration plan, things that he is just arbitrarily doing because he has his sense of hubris is such that he doesn't even want to deal with anybody because Obama's right and everybody else is wrong. And there are times when the president needs to work with the, you know, the Senate and the House of Representatives, and he has not done that. And this immigration thing was a great example. As soon as the Republicans won the House or retook the House with even more seats, and they took 9 seats out of the Senate, the people have spoken. And what was Obama's first move? Boom, immigration reform. Oh, I'm just going to nobody's going to be sent back. No. Instead of walking or talking, having them come to him saying, hey, look, how can we work this thing out? Same thing with this Iranian thing. Frankly, it shows a total lack of leadership on his part. Where's the problem with reaching out here? My God, you know, the Republicans are at the very best. They're fractured. At least go out there and ask them. Go out there. You could probably put a wedge. You could probably give the Republicans in the Senate a wedgie like they couldn't believe if the president would just reach out.
What amazes me is Joe Biden, with the foul-mouthed feeler.
Oh, no way. Do you remember that photo? Photo of Biden massaging the shoulders with his head buried in her hair of the Secretary of Defense's wife, and her eyes are big. And she had, I'm just saying, what the hell is he saying to her?
What was the deal a couple of years ago, and they caught him out, and he goes, hey, this is blah, blah, great, you know, and he was...
Oh, it was about Obamacare,
Swear like a sailor.
Yeah,
but what am I saying?
Hey. No. Okay, here's a weird one. Chuck Norris is turning 75.
Oh, no. No, that can't
be. No.
The dark, you know what? The dark turns on a light because it's afraid of Chuck Norris.
Every unforgettable Chuck Norris kick... In honor of the actor's 75th birthday. No. Is that weird for you to think that he's 75?
No. Yeah. He can't be. Two things.
Say, he turned 75 today.
Happy birthday, Chuck. Let's round kick each other. You know, I remember all those Chuck Norris, you know, jokes that, you know, how tough he was, you know, like that one, you know, the dark turns on a nightlight because it's freed of Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris round kicked, you know, the Nazis. 300. Here's a guy gets a 66-year-old man here in Redding, Shasta County, was sentenced to 350 years to life. Okay, now let me ask you a question: 350 years in jail to life. I mean, if he lives over 350 years, he's still got to stay in there until he dies, right? This guy was convicted of 2 counts of rape, 2 counts of forcible lewd acts upon a child, 2 counts of lewd acts upon a child, and 2 counts of it just goes on and on.
He might not last that long in jail.
He's been abusing a 10-year-old girl and continued until she was 20. He had 5 prior convictions from 1984 related to abusing a child. Okay, from 1984, he was abusing a child and somehow was not in jail. And then for 10 years was abusing this child. So, I mean, this thing started in 1984. He's 66 now. So, I mean, back in his 30s and 40s. Mm. And now, only now, he's going to jail.
Just now he's being held to account.
He's being held to account now since 5 prior convictions from 1984 related to abusing a child. Excuse me, but where are the Child Protective Services now? 350 years to life. Well, so I guess if he means turns 350.
He won't last that long.
If he turns 400 in jail, I guess he has to they're still going to hold him, right?
Well, there's something to be said about the child molesters are treated.
Oh, yeah. No, they put them in special areas.
Yes,
otherwise,
they're
dead.
They're dead, yeah.
Okay. Now, I want to finish up with this one story here. And it's about what happened in Utah. This woman was driving her car. It turned upside down in an icy Utah river. And the four policemen that were there looking at the car. The car had been there overnight.
So there were two cop cars?
No, two cop cars.
With two cops in each?
Yeah, there's four cops. Okay. There's four cops. And but the car's been in there overnight in the river for 30 hours. And when they went in there and they said they heard a voice calling out help from inside the car. So they ran in there trying, okay, there's somebody in there. They reach inside the car. The mother's laying there dead, has been dead. The child's unconscious, 18 months old. Every one of the police officers are swearing they heard the word help. In fact, one of them says the only people in there were the deceased mother and the child. And it wasn't just something in our heads. To me, it was plain as day because I remember hearing a voice. And I think it was DeWitt who said, we're trying to get our best to get in there. How do you explain that?
Angels.
How do you explain that? Is that something?
That's great. It's a great way to end our day.
It is. Tomorrow, Chief of Police will be with us. Rob Plenty. We're going to talk about what's going on in crime. And we're going to, the people ask the chief a question. Hey, remember, it's good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Republican Party chairman sees it as another example of how the Clintons think the rules don't apply to them. Ryan Priebus talking about the Hillary Clinton email controversy, her use of a private email account while Secretary of State. State Department policy requires employees to surrender all documents before leaving their jobs, but Clinton only handed over emails from her private server when asked more than a year later. He's not backing down.
I think what we're going to focus on right now is actually seeing whether we can get a deal or not.
President Obama says nuclear talks with Iran will continue despite a letter to Tehran from some Republican lawmakers. They warn that any nuclear deal could be scrapped once Mr. Obama leaves office. Iran says the letter suggests the U.S. is not trustworthy. The White House and congressional Democrats are joining Tehran in denouncing that letter. Also at SRNNews.com.